FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk news. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Later this morning, crews will be back at the site of Wednesday night's apartment building explosion and fire in Silver Spring as the search for answers and possibly more bodies continues.
We still don't know exactly what caused the explosion at the Flower Branch Apartments. Residents complained of smelling gas prior to the blast. Montgomery County Police Assistant Chief Russ Hamill says a lot of folks are exploring that and other leads.
Investigators from the fire explosive investigation team and our major crimes division, as well as other sections of the county police department, continue to work with ATF investigators.
Hamill says the 311 system has helped to reunite a number of people with their families. Meanwhile, autopsies will take place today for two people pulled from the rubble. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Many survivors of that explosion and fire are waking up this morning in an emergency shelter set up at the Long Branch Community Center.
This is going to be a very, very long, difficult recovery for these families.
That's Paul Cardin with the Red Cross National Capital Region. The nonprofit is working with the county's Department of Health and Human Services to help the nearly 100 residents left homeless after Wednesday night's explosion and fire. Spokesman Mary Anderson says they're trying to
take an inventory of how many households are we talking about? Do they have other places they can go, or do we need to find a longer-term solution for them?
If you want to learn how you can help, go to our Facebook page, WMALDC. Heather Curtis, on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In historic Ellicott City, nearly 2 weeks after a devastating flash flood, crews are still working to stabilize some damaged buildings on Main Street. But Howard County Executive Alan Kittleman says he's impressed with the pace of the progress. Although he also cautions there is a lot more work still to be done. The FBI and Justice Department reportedly had a disagreement over whether to pursue a public corruption probe of the Clinton Foundation earlier this year.
A U.S. official tells CNN that the FBI met with the Department of Justice months ago to push for a public corruption investigation into the Clinton Foundation. This after the FBI was notified of suspicious bank activity by a foreigner and Clinton Foundation donor. The DOJ ultimately said no because an earlier examination of similar allegations found insufficient evidence, and there were concerns the request was more political than substantive. Donald Trump's campaign says that smacks of political favoritism. In Washington, I'm Scott McClain.
The head of the Republican National Committee, meanwhile, is downplaying the latest evidence of friction between the RNC and the party's presidential nominee.
Sources tell CNN that RNC Chairman Reince Priebus denied he was considering shifting funds from Trump's presidential bid to down-ballot races. But he did speak to Trump about his tone. This after Trump spent an entire day repeating a false claim that President Obama literally is the founder of ISIS.
Correspondent Athena Jones. Police in Thailand say four people were killed and 10 foreigners were injured in a series of coordinated explosions. The blast targeted some of Thailand's most popular resort cities and beach towns. It's unclear who was behind the attacks yesterday and today. And Pennsylvania prosecutors say they're ready for what they anticipate will be testimony today from former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky in his latest bid to prove he was wrongly convicted of sexually abusing 10 boys. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,614, the Nasdaq at 52. 28. Sports, the Redskins open the preseason with a loss in Atlanta. The Ravens beat the Panthers. In Rio, Team USA continues to lead the medal count with 16 gold, 38 overall. Baseball, the O's win. The Nats were idle. They host the Braves tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer.
Cabinet Discounters.
Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On 66, heading east through Manassas and Centerville, slowing as you come up to 29 Centerville. Crash all confined to the shoulder. Bit of activity, though. Beltway and Annandale, just brief delays toward the American Legion Bridge. Better than normal on that stretch of the Beltway. Accident cleared. Dale City, slow, though, toward the Occoquan. The accident was just past the Prince William Parkway. Still had some activity on the shoulder. Improving 270. First off, between Frederick and the Beltway, very little delay. What's left of the accident in Germantown, south on 270 past 118, just causing a little bit of rubbernecking delays. Top side of the Beltway through Silver Spring, slow into the Wilson Bridge. Your delay's back near St. Barnabas Road. Heads up, if you're continuing 295 near the Naval Research Lab, crash reported along the northbound side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Heat advisory noon until 8 p.m. Excessive heat watch for tomorrow afternoon through tomorrow evening. Mid upper 90s, but it's the humidity. Maybe a storm around today. Back down into the upper 70s tonight. Maybe 80 degrees for the overnight low. Tomorrow, maybe some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Mid 90s feels like 105 once again, and still some heat on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 79 in Leesburg, 80 in La Plata, 81 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by VNF Office Products. A Chinese swimmer is the first athlete to flunk a drug test at the Olympics. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy, busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll talk to Steve Kastenbaum, who is on the job in Rio, watching all of the Olympic activities, and it was a good night for the Americans. At 7:35, we'll have more sports with Trevor Manich. Hey, the Redskins played their first preseason game last night. How did they look in their first outing? Trevor Manich will give us the lay of the land. And 8:05, Vince Colonnais from the Daily Caller. There is a new story there they have this morning, which is rather eye-opening, that explores an investigation underway into the activities of the Clinton Foundation, apparently. That's coming up at 8:05. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Lisa Booth from the Washington Examiner, a contributor there, also a pundit you see all the time on Fox News, in for Larry O'Connor.
Hi, Brian.
Good morning
to
you.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, and thank you so much. I know you
best day of the week.
You had a late night last night being on Hannity, and you're here early this morning with bells on. And so
coffee.
I appreciate that.
And everything.
A lot of coffee. It's the fuel of morning radio.
Yeah.
All right. Joining us on the line right now, David Martosko, a U.S. political editor for the Daily Mail and a man who is following Donald Trump around the country at times. And I've got an interesting story. I want to touch base with him and talk to him about this. He's in Orlando covering Trump, who made a speech to 700 pastors in Orlando. David, good morning to you. Tell me about this speech, because I'm reading the story here on it. It says it was a rather subdued performance conducted without benefit of a written speech or a teleprompter. Tell me how it went.
Well, it was a little weird because, you know, usually you expect anytime Trump's got more than 10 people in a room for him to be pretty animated. But this was a very calm, cool, and collected speech, unlike any I've seen from him in weeks, frankly. He got up there and just kind of reflected about his life and about faith and about, you know, the need for religious freedom. And it was, frankly, you know, I've been telling people for an awful long time, having interviewed Trump maybe, I don't know, a dozen and a half times now, that there is a side of the man that's reflective and thoughtful and contemplative and even a little bit intellectually curious. And you almost never see it, but yesterday you saw it a little bit. I mean, yeah, he joked. He said, yeah, you know, make me president because doing a good job in the White House is the only way I'll ever get into heaven, and ha, ha, ha. But he actually, you know, was a decent guy and not at all snarky, and there was none of this. I mean, there's a little bit of this, gee, the president created ISIS and all that. And I don't know if you noticed, he walked that back like a half an hour ago. Now he's claiming it was sarcasm, so who knows. But the meat of that speech yesterday was unlike something we've seen from Trump in a long time.
So, I mean, where has this Trump been?
I don't know. Maybe hiding behind his desk. It's very strange. I mean, I've had these experiences with him where he seems genuinely pleased to learn something he didn't know, genuinely happy, like giddy like a kid, to realize that he's hired the right person, cast the right person in the right role as a businessman. He just doesn't let the public see it, and it's a little weird, frankly. And what's even weirder to me, honestly, is this whole business about him now saying, yeah, I said literally the president founded ISIS, but I was being sarcastic. I mean, the problem with a president doing that is that you can't unstart a war. I mean, you know, there's a certain level of discipline I think you have to show, and he's not doing it, except when he gets in front of 700 men of the cloth, and all of a sudden he turns into a decent guy.
So, David, why do you think we're seeing sort of this clear double standard in the media in sort of the way that Donald Trump is covered versus the way that Hillary Clinton is covered? And I'll offer just this week, with both the Second Amendment comments and then also Omar Mateen's father being at the Clinton rally. Newsbuster says that ABC, CBS, and NBC spent a combined 25 minutes, 35 seconds on Trump's comments versus Mateen's appearance at the Clinton rally, which was 4 minutes and 51 seconds of coverage, which we all know that if he had attended a Trump rally and had endorsed Donald Trump, that would be front page news. Why do you think this double standard exists?
Well, two reasons, and I've spoken about the first reason on this show before, which is I think that having spent time in both the Clinton and the Trump press bubbles, it's plain to me that the majority of both groups really does not want to see Donald Trump be president. So, and a lot of that comes down from the editors who make the decisions about what gets covered. There clearly is a media bias in this campaign. There's no question in my mind that if you think that the decision makers in the major media are liberal, you have no idea how right you are. Now, having said that, I will also allow that Donald Trump is box office. Anytime something interesting happens on the Donald Trump trail, whether it's bad or good for him, it's going to be covered 10 times more than anything that happens on the Hillary Clinton trail, because comparatively speaking, for viewers and readers, Hillary Clinton is boring. Nobody races to turn on the TV to see what Hillary Clinton's doing. But, you know, you can guarantee it that when Donald Trump announces on Twitter at 7:30, hey, I'm going to be on Fox and Friends at 8 o'clock, he's just added maybe 300,000-400,000 viewers to that show just by sending a tweet. Everybody knows that he's box office. So when something crazy happens on the Trump trail, it becomes news because everybody's scrambling for ratings and readers.
Because even, you know, you'll see, even when he gave his economic speech, there seemed to be a focus on the protesters that he didn't react to, as opposed to, you know, what he was actually saying and actually staying on script.
Well, look, economic speeches are, again, very boring. They're dry. Nobody really cares about them at this point. We're not in the New Hampshire primary season anymore, where people are filtering out messages. You know, now we're in a contest of personality and a contest of of style over substance. So everybody cares about the personal interactions. We don't get to see Trump very often interact with voters. I mean, he does. You know, he holds a rope line and talks to and shakes hands with hundreds of people after every speech, but we don't get to listen to those conversations. Really, almost the only time we get to listen to him interact with a voter is when he shouts at them being protesters. I mean, that's just the only time we get to see it, so it's interesting. I understand from talking, you know, to press handlers out here on the campaign trail, and I'm here embedded with the campaign constantly, is that in the coming month and a half or so, we're going to start to see a lot more of these what they call retail campaign stops, where he drops into a coffee
right.
shop or all that stuff, and yeah. he's going to talk to voters more. We're going to see that on camera.
That might be a good thing. Well, I'm really sort of interested, though, because apparently you talk about this. He takes away the teleprompter, which in my mind right now is not a good thing, but apparently it worked yesterday before these pastors. He was more muted, spoke sort of in a somber and contemplative way, but then he says things like he's going to continue to be aggressive because we beat 17 people and that's how I got where I am today and I'm not going to change. Which is it? Which one are we going to see? That's what I'm having a hard time with here.
Okay, well, my view on this is that you're going to see both. I mean, he's got to play to a number of different audiences And he's going to do it in different ways. He's going to go to these rallies where he speaks to, you know, last night in Orlando. I mean, perfect example. Yesterday, he gave three speeches, okay? He gave an evening rally to like 10,000 people where he was completely vintage Trump, peak Trump, crazy out there, a little bit loony. He did this this pastor speech in the afternoon in Orlando where he was really subdued and contemplative and thoughtful. You know, he also did a morning speech to the home builders in Miami before he went to Orlando where it was kind of a blend. He was talking about their, specifically about their issues. He was talking like very knowledgeably about the needs of regulations and home building. And then at the end threw in a little bit of red meat for them. So he's trying to be all things to all people.
Wow.
And he almost has to at this point because his base itself isn't big enough to win an election. He's got to accumulate new audience.
Would you?
I'm sorry. We have to leave it right there. Thank you so much, David Martosko. I'm encouraged to hear that there are many sides to this, the many facets to this diamond. That's good to hear. It is now 7:15 on WMAL. It's time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Let's check in with Jamie Witten at the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And an easy look at the rush hour. Not so bad. Beltway through Annandale, Tysons. To the Wilson Bridge, we do have delays back at St. Barnabas Road. And then that slow trip leaving College Park into Silver Spring. So in areas, we do have the volume. But overall, Friday morning in the summer really saves us. 270 looks wide open between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway each direction. 66, we're slow eastbound just to get up towards Centerville because of a crash on the shoulder. 95, not hitting a delay out of Stafford until you try to get past the crash before the Occoquan. It was north of the Prince William Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here's the forecast. It's going to be steamy today, just like it was yesterday. The feel-like temperature is around 105. The actual air temperature will be somewhere around 97, 98 degrees. In fact, there is a heat advisory in effect from noon until 8 p.m. Tonight, it will only dip down to around 81 degrees. Tomorrow, another steamy day, 98 degrees. And again, the heat index values around 105. Sunday, temperatures in the upper 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 82 degrees at 7:17.
To all the men and women that serve our country,
we'd like to thank you for your service.
For all you do to keep us safe.
Thank you for all you do for our country.
Thank you! Brought to you by ARS Rescue Router. Thank you for keeping us safe.
Well, it was another great day for the Americans down in Rio. It's time to check in with our good friend Steve Kastenbaum, who's on the job down there, giving us firsthand accounts of everything. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning. Oh, is it morning? I can't remember whether I slept or not.
Yeah. Well, I guess you are having long days. All right, so give us the run-through. How did the Americans do yesterday? Another good day for Michael Phelps and a good day for our women gymnasts?
It's hard to know where to start because there's so much good news to report. Michael Phelps became the first swimmer ever to win four consecutive golds in the same event by winning his fourth 200-meter individual medley late last night here. He finished at 1 minute 54.66 seconds, just a little bit off of Ryan Lochte's world record. Amazing. I mean, literally half a second away from setting a record last night. Now he has, I believe, 22 gold medals. I'm losing count. Yeah, I'm starting to lose count. And then the women of the gymnastics team did what everybody expected them to do. They finished first and second. Simone Biles in the overall competition, she was stellar, flawless, and Allie Raceman coming in second place. The two of them inseparable here at the Olympic Village. And Simone Biles talked about the fact that it kind of looked like they both won the gold when they were celebrating.
I think that we're just so close. So if you were to ask me, I feel like Allie as well as me, we had both won gold in that moment. And to both be from the United States and get to represent, I don't think there's any better feeling.
And Allie Raceman, she said they've been inseparable these last couple of weeks.
The whole time we've been here together, we've just, that's been our goal to go 1-2. Obviously, watching Sean and Nastia do it in 2008, it's just really cool that we were both able to do it.
It's kind of interesting to watch these women after they've done something like this, because they win the gold, then they immediately have to go do some interviews, and then they go through their medal ceremony, and then they literally run a gauntlet of reporters from around the world. They create a maze outside the view of the cameras for live TV, and they stop and talk to each person, and they answer one or two questions and go on like a conveyor belt, and then they hold a press conference afterwards. So they really don't have much time to let it soak in what they just did, because they immediately have to talk to us. And then about an hour later, they're finally able to think about their accomplishments.
So, Steve, you know, for those of us who have been watching, there's been so many entertaining and, just cool moments from, Michael Phelps winning his 22nd gold medal, or Lily King and the finger shaking at the Russian and sort of the doping comments and that exchange as well. What has been the coolest moment that you've seen while watching this?
Wow, it's really hard to really single out one moment. I think everybody has their own. I personally am excited about Kristen Armstrong, and I met her yesterday. She is the now 43-year-old working mom who won her third gold medal in the road racing time trials. It's an incredible feat, especially considering that the cycling course was really dangerous this year. And when she did it, it was wet, it was windy. And this is, a working mother who somehow finds the time to train to ride hundreds of miles, every month, every week, really, and then to do that and then come here and win when you're racing against the clock. You know, the time trials are interesting. You can't see your opponents. Yeah. It's just you out there on the course. So you're giving it your all. You literally have nothing left at the end when you finish that race. She was lying down on the ground, and she just said, did I win?
All right.
Amazing.
We're going to leave it right there. Steve Kastenbaum on the job in Rio. Great reporting, and we really appreciate your help giving us we'll see you again next week.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. It is now 7:22 on WMAL.
Have you been saving for retirement and wondering if it may not be enough? Listen to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, every Saturday at noon.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Jeff Foxworthy, Kenny Rogers, Buddy Guy, Chris D'Elia, and Tony Braxton. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Today's economy forced Dr. Kim to make a decision about his money.
In a savings account, you're not making any money at all. I have some money in stocks and mutual funds, and I don't trust the market.
His prescription? Real estate. The problem?
I can't do it on my own. I just didn't really know how to make it happen. And that's when a friend introduced me to Home Union.
Home Union makes it as easy as buying stocks with their end-to-end real estate solution.
You can figure all these things out on your own, or you could leverage the power of a team to do all this for you.
The concept is simple. You invest, they do the rest. Home Union does it all. But what about market stability?
I mean, it doesn't really matter to me whether the market goes up or down. I'm still going to be getting cash flow from these investment properties.
They'll even help you sell when you're ready. Use your IRA with no tax penalties. Call now for a free consultation. 800-583-8712. Follow Dr. Kim's lead.
I'm going to build my own personal empire, one house at a time. Yeah. Go to Home Union, definitely.
800-583-8712. 800-583-8712.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at Inova.org/precision. Inova. Join the future of health.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Associates, and we're offering you free information on how to virtually eliminate your credit card debt and make your monthly payment affordable. To see how much you could save, call now, 1-800-700-3515. don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. Credit Associates. Live better debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling now. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call Credit Associates now and see how much money you could save for free. Call 1-800-700-3515. That's 1-800-700-3515.
Get your tickets now for the largest county fair in Virginia at the Prince William County Fairgrounds, August 12th through the 20th. Discounted tickets can be purchased through August 11th at 10624 Dumfries Road in Manassas. For more, visit pwcfair.com.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Where is everybody? Hey, it's Friday. It's summer, and we're in good shape on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Jessup. Just a brief delay, Laurel, good. And inside the Beltway, not hitting a delay until you merge on to DC 295 South to get you past East Capitol Street. On 295 North, if you're coming, say, from the Wilson Bridge area, northbound approaching the Naval Research Lab, quite slow. We had a medical emergency reported in the southbound lanes, so a distraction for all. So 295 near the Naval Research Lab. That's where we do have the stop and go. To the Wilson Bridge, we're back near St. Barnabas Road, 395, heaviest through Landmark, and then brief delays at the 14th Street Bridge. 66 eastbound in Centerville, the crash was quickly over to the shoulder. We're checking it out, slowing us a bit. And north on 95 through Dale City and Woodbridge, stop and go. Update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the city's first dedicated heart and vascular hospital, ushering in a new era of patient experience for the region and beyond. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Relief ain't coming anytime soon. Temperatures will continue to soar today, mid-upper 90s. Very uncomfortable with the heat index close to 105. Heat advisory noon till 8 p.m. Maybe a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 82 degrees at 727. Earlier this week, it was Delta Airlines that had all kinds of mega problems with their computer system, and was having a hard time getting flights. The whole thing was grounded. 2,100 Delta Airline flights were grounded. That it was last month that Southwest Airlines was going through a similar thing, and their computer system caused the cancellation of some 2,000 flights. Well, how much does that end up costing the airline? How much would you imagine it would cost to lose 2,000 flights?
I know the answer.
$54 million. Unbelievable. That's a lot of money.
As if flying isn't bad enough right now for people.
Yeah.
Just the long waits. But
look, if you're Southwest Airlines or if you're Delta and you know that your computer system is going to go down, you're going to lose $54, $55 million, why wouldn't you take some of that money and invest it in a better computer system?
That's a lot of cash. I could do a lot with $54 million.
Yeah. In Southwest Airlines' case, it was a faulty router.
Jeez.
We have a couple of those around here. It's now 8:28.
So does Hillary.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're looking for senior care for your mom or dad like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. Their local advisors will explain your options and help you select senior living communities at no cost to you.
To speak with your local senior care advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 67076. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 67076. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text ENERGY to 67076.
All right, in a moment, he's in studio. Trevor Maddich will give us his analysis of last night's scrimmage. It's all straight ahead, 7:30 in the nation's capital. That's right, 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Investigators will be back out this morning at that Silver Spring apartment complex where an explosion and fire late Wednesday night left two people dead, dozens hurt, and scores homeless. But Montgomery County Assistant Police Chief Russ Hamill says there is some encouraging news.
We have located many individuals that were originally thought to be missing. We will continue to work diligently at these efforts over the coming days.
Authorities are also looking into reports that residents of that complex on Piney Branch Road had complained of smelling natural gas before the blast. Top officials in the Justice Department reportedly pushed for a public corruption investigation of the Clinton Foundation earlier this year, but ultimately were overruled by their colleagues. This after a bank alerted the FBI to the suspicious activity of a foreign donor to the charity. Three Justice Department field officers agreed that the agency should pursue the investigation at the behest of the FBI. This week, Donald Trump has been calling President Obama and Hillary Clinton the founders of ISIS. That's caused concern among fellow Republicans, but now is Trump softening his rhetoric?
Now on Twitter, just a little while ago, Trump seemed to walk back his latest favorite line of attack against the president and Secretary Clinton, saying that he's just being sarcastic. This after repeating this over-the-top dig again and again all day yesterday.
I call President Obama and Hillary Clinton the founders of ISIS. They're the founders.
Donald Trump refusing to back down from his latest controversy, despite growing concern within the Republican Party about the effect his rhetoric could have on vulnerable congressional races.
Correspondent Athena Jones. Thousands of workers are heading to Richmond to push for higher wages. A convention set for this weekend will have workers gather to press for a nationwide $15 an hour minimum wage. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,614, the NASDAQ at 52,28. Sports Team USA continues to dominate at the Olympics in Rio, 16 gold medals in all, now 38 overall. NFL preseason, the Redskins lose to the Falcons, the Ravens beat Carolina. Baseball, the Nats were idle, they host the Braves tonight. The O's avoid the sweep with a win in Oakland. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, the games are on.
Oh, nothing like watching the games on a big screen.
Well, why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99. Wow! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit Hope. BrookTMS.com.
Looking for more than a weekend getaway? Colonial Beach is the only beachfront town on the Potomac River, just 60 minutes from Northern Virginia, Maryland, and D.C., offering state-of-the-art two-bedroom, two-bath condos with gourmet kitchens. Rather than driving south thousands of miles, make Colonial Beach your new home away from home, starting at $199,000. These condos overlook the boardwalk and Potomac River. No grass to cut, no honey-do list. Just turn the key and you're on vacation. Call today to schedule an appointment, 804-224-9300, or visit the ColonialBeachCondos.com.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
You want to be able to have a balance between enjoying your money today and knowing that you're being responsible for the future. And I think that balance can be found in, for every dollar you put towards today, towards your kids, towards vacations, towards home improvement projects, towards the next car, put $1 towards your future.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
At Adeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Adeed.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadeed.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
DC 295 near the Naval Research Lab. That's where we had a medical emergency. Everything had been moved over to the shoulder. A brief delay southbound, but it's really had the impact on the northbound side with the rubbernecking, so leaving the beltway heavy off and on toward the Naval Research Lab. Let's get you to the Wilson Bridge, where delays hold steady right near St. Barnabas Road, but getting there now, the obstacle, the crash inner loop of the beltway just after Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue slows the beltway in each direction. Topside College Park and into Silver Spring. 270, only delay I'm seeing right now as you pass the exit for 109. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway, and in good shape this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Bunch of heat, bunch of humidity, heat advisory in effect noon today until 8 o'clock this evening. A hot one today as temperatures will be in the mid-upper 90s. Heat indices as hot as 105, maybe a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Centerville, 77 and only, 81 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, we're going to hear from Vince Colonnaise from the Daily Caller. There is a new story out that suggests that maybe there is a pretty wide-ranging investigation into the Clinton Global Foundation and in its relationship with then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. I'm Brian Wilson in studio today. Larry O'Connor is off, and Lisa Booth is in. You see her on Fox News all the time. She's a contributor over at the Washington Examiner. And I'm Brian Wilson, and she's Lisa Booth. And he...
It's a beautiful song.
...is Trevor Maddich, former elite snapper for the Washington Redskins, here to give us a sense of how they looked last night during the preseason game, the first preseason game. By the way, you can watch this on Facebook Live as we're streaming it, because we do that when people come in studio.
Nice.
When we come in studio, we put you on camera.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm shy, though. Now I'm all nervous.
Yeah, you didn't bring your makeup and all that.
Well, actually, you don't know that.
Me either.
All right, Trevor Maddich. So, look, let's start off, first of all, by talking about Kirk Cousins. Wasn't in the game very long, but you have said already in preseason training camp, he looks pretty good. He did one drive. How did he come out?
He was great. He was crisp, and he made complex things look simple. In other words, by having the right timing on the throws, knowing where to put the ball, not just where to put it, though, but when it needs to arrive there. He completed all five of his passes, 5 for 5. Mm-hmm. Now, was anything spectacular down the field? He beat double cut? No, nothing like that. But Cousins will succeed as a Redskins quarterback by doing exactly what he did last night, which is to be a game manager. Distribute the ball, get it there on time. And I was impressed with how crisp he was and how decisive he was. Now, first preseason game. I understand that. But in this first preseason game, he passed with flying colors.
So you would say that you like that.
Love that. Love that. Here's why, though.
Why?
RG3, bless his heart, and may he do well in Cleveland, except for when they play the Redskins. RG3 always tried to be the hero playmaker. Mm-hmm. Even when there wasn't anything there to be had, he would run around, extend the play, try to make a huge play every time. That got him injured, that created turnovers, and it made the offense work like a bad college offense, not like a crisp Tom Brady-like NFL offense. And
right.
You see the opposite style with Cousins.
It was exciting to watch at times, but it's not good for the longevity of the quarterback to play like that.
Well, no, and that's the thing. Cousins, he signed a $20 million franchise tag one-year deal, right?
Mm, right.
Next year, keep in mind that Brock Osweiler left Denver to go to the Texans, signed a contract for $37 million guaranteed dollars.
Right.
Andrew Luck of Indianapolis
right.
signed a contract with $87 million
wow.
guaranteed dollars. So if he stays healthy and plays well, two things. He will be somewhere in between that in terms of guaranteed money. But he stays healthy. Not by trying to avoid injury. That's a good way to get hurt. He stays healthy by being decisive and getting the ball out.
Right.
And that's what he did last night.
All right. So they lost the game. The final game against the Falcons was 23-17 Falcons. But we don't care so much about the final score in preseason because we're looking at people, right?
Right.
So who surprised us? Who disappointed us?
Well, who was great was second-round draft choice rookie linebacker Sua Cravens out of USC. He was phenomenal. When I watched him on tape at USC last year, he played faster than he actually runs on the track. He's not a blazing speed guy when he's running a 40-yard dash, but he plays football so fast because he is decisive. He would recognize what he saw and then hit it right now. He wouldn't have any kind of hesitation. He would go, and he showed that in this game where he kept getting behind the line of scrimmage and upending ball carriers before they could turn the ball upfield and get started, because when he saw what he saw, he attacked it immediately. And I'll tell you, that kind of aggression will be a playmaking capability that the Redskins sorely need on that defensive side of the ball.
So for those of us who didn't get a chance to watch the game last night, what were some of the big plays or what are some of the big takeaways that we should know?
Well, special teams, Lisa, were up and down. The punter, Tressway, was phenomenal. The kickoff coverage gave up a 101-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. But it's one of those things that in the preseason, it's coachable and correctable, and I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. As I watched that play, there was a young Redskins guy trying to make the team as a special teamer who ran down right in the middle of that line, right where they hit it for a touchdown, and he spun twice. In other words, he's being blocked. He spun 360 degrees one way, then 360 degrees back the other way, right. And then the ball carrier ran right past him. Now, when you spin, you turn your back to the ball carrier. A massive no-no on kickoff coverage. So this is the kind of thing they'll be able to coach.
All right, and so given the whole look of the thing, how confident are you about this coming season? I mean, obviously, some people we saw last night are not going to be on this team. But as you look at the people who are likely to make up the core of this team going forward, are you optimistic?
Very encouraged. Partly because the secondary is one place that they had to improve. And so
right.
they brought in Josh Norman, massive free agent.
And they did well as long as the first string was in, I'm told, right?
They did.
Yeah.
And they brought in some other free agents as well. And Matt Ryan, a Pro Bowl quarterback for Atlanta, didn't complete a pass. He was 0-for-4. They pressured him in the pocket without having to blitz. All this bodes very well for that starting defense. Offensively, the passing game was crisp, but here's the problem.
Yeah.
The running game.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Didn't bust a grape. They didn't bruise a falcon, and they really didn't even break a sweat. And the running game has got to figure out how to do better because they looked soft.
Is there any way to fix that?
Well, we'll find out. Because the way the collective bargaining agreement is, you can't practice in pads, full contact in training camp as much as you used to be able to.
Okay.
And so you would see them, especially on the runs on the outside, just poor. They weren't matched up and doing the right things on the defenders. So the defenders were running free out there. So the running backs had nowhere to run. And what they ended up doing was they would just sort of run into a defender and fall down. You didn't see any fight out of the running backs in the first half. In the first half of this game, the running backs carried the ball 8 times.
Yeah.
and gained a combined 4 yards.
4 yards.
That's 18 inches per carry, right? Now, there was no place to run
promising.
A lot of the time. Yeah, not so good. When you're talking
Super Bowl bound.
There was no place to run a lot of the time. But when there's nowhere to run and you're a running back, you need to show your coaches, your teammates, and all the rest of the NFL on tape that you're going to pile drive
you're do
into
your
that pile,
yeah.
And you're going to move it. You're not just going to say, oh, well, nowhere to run. I just got bumped. I'm falling down today. So the running backs need to show a bit more, I don't want to say the word courage. They need to show some more violence.
So we got a lot of penalties. How did that impact the game?
The penalties, Lisa, were I think, more on the officials. One of the first penalties was holding on the right tackle, Morgan Moses. And I thought, oh, Morgan, what are you doing? Early in the game, you know. And then I saw the replay. He didn't hold anybody. I think this group of officials, bless their hearts, were just upset that they didn't get invited to Rio to officiate the rugby games. And so they were taking it out on the Redskins and the Falcons. I wouldn't worry too much about this game's penalties.
All right, more with Trevor Maddich in just a moment. It is right now 7:45. That means it's time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives here on WMAL. Let's check in with Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's been mostly a mellow morning, but Maryland Beltway commuters, get ready. Delays heading in toward Forestville, the crash, the culprit. Interloop southbound as you approach Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue. Still see the left side blocked with response there. And rubbernecking on the outer loop slows you just as you pass Route 5 to the Wilson Bridge near St. Barnabas Road for the stop and go. Here's what happened on DC 295. The crash had been southbound 295 near the Naval Research Lab all over to the shoulder. No delay southbound, but the flow of the rush hour, you can see it. So rubbernecking slows you. DC 295 north, leaving the Beltway. 95 Virginia. A little bit of volume, Dale City to Woodbridge, but that is the slowest stretch. 66 pushing a little bit under speed here, Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. Nothing reported along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, tomorrow, mid upper 90s air temperatures. Heat advisory noon today till 8 p.m. tonight. Excessive heat watch tomorrow afternoon through tomorrow evening. Isolated showers, thunder showers around today and tomorrow. Then on Sunday, they'll have a mention of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Ray Stager, the Weather Channel.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you notice signs of fatigue, you should pull over to a rest stop to refresh yourself. Some of the warning signs include lane drifting, hitting road edge rumble strips, repeated yawning, and trouble maintaining focus. Holiday or vacation driving sometimes tempts people to keep going to make a schedule. Think smart. Remember that even a minor accident or a roadside chat with a highway patrol officer takes more time than a rest stop. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
It's a normal day. You're rushing out the door to get to work on time when suddenly, there it is, the dreaded service light. So what is it this time? Tire pressure? Low coolant? Time for an oil change? When it comes to service lights, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange coolant and transmission fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
It is 7:47 on WMAL. Brian Wilson, Lisa Booth in for Larry O'Connor. We're joined in studio by our good friend Trevor Maddich, a former elite snapper for the Washington Redskins, who is our Washington Redskins analyst. Had a big preseason game last night, and they lost, but the general consensus from Trevor is they look pretty good because we don't really care about a win in preseason. We care about making sure we've got the right elements in the right place and that people are coming together and gelling as they should, right?
Right, right. And let me clarify, the starters on both sides of the ball, with the exception of the offensive running game, looked very good, very promising. There were some young players that flashed and showed a lot of promise. And those are the things I thought were promising in this game.
All right, I want to step back a little bit and not focus so much on the game, but on how things are different now in Redskins world. I mean, we have been through some really tough times as Redskin fans over the course of the last few, let's call it the last decade or so. And I'm sensing, I really am sensing that this is a different year, and this is a different team, and this is a coach who has his act together. And this is an owner who is acting in a different way with the way he handles the team. I don't want to get real excited, but I'm really optimistic about this season.
Yeah, the culture that you're talking about, Brian, is what the difference is. And really it starts with Scott McLuhan, the general manager. He has instituted a grinding love of football. in that organization. And the players that he's drafted, the free agents that he's brought in, share a couple of things in common. One is they're generally huge people. I mean, even free agent safety David Bruton that they signed from Denver, he's a mountain of a safety. He looks like he could be playing outside linebacker. He loves huge people. The second thing about those people is that they love the grind of football. Too often in this town, we've brought in big-name people, players, who see football as a stepping stone to advance their personal brand. These guys, they love being in the weight room at 6 in the morning. They love being with their teammates in the meeting room, in the practice field. They love that part of football. And so you can have a team that's very talented, but not be a very good team. You can have a less talented team that is a better football team. And the Redskins right now are working towards having talent and being a good football team because of that culture.
We're going to have to leave it right there. Trevor Maddich, I really appreciate you coming in the studio.
It's great to be
here. Hail to the Redskins.
Hail the Redskins, and I'm looking forward to this season. It is now 7:50 on WMAL.
It's Larry O'Connor for Zero Res, the company I use to clean my carpets and upholstery. They left them looking brand new, smelling clean, and feeling soft. Zero Res means zero residues, so you're left without any residue. Zero Res is a totally green, toxic-free, natural clean. Listen, your carpet is the largest air filter in your home. If you suffer from allergies, this will make a difference, and your carpets will look brand new again. Zero Res also does an amazing job on hardwood floors, too. Over time, unprotected floors are victim to pets, ground-in dirt, and harsh cleaning fluids. Let Zero Res protect your expensive flooring and restore them to their lustrous finish with their non-toxic, residue-free system. Zero Res always guarantees their work, so you'll be totally satisfied. Do what I did. Call Zero Res today. Ask for the WMAL special. Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call now, 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221. Or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a financial plan, and you know we've provided personal financial plans to thousands of people just like you. We normally charge $800 for a financial plan, but here's a way you can get yours for just $20 a month over 12 months. Just tune in to my new PBS television special on WETA and Maryland Public Television. My new special will show you how to manage your investments, get the most from Social Security, and help you choose the right beneficiaries. And you can get your personal financial plan from an Edelman financial planner when you make a pledge of just $240 or just $20 a month for 12 months to PBS. It's our gift to you for supporting your local PBS station. Go to rickedelman.com for details and airtimes. That's ricedelman.com. And thank you for supporting public television.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
All right, it is time now to check and see how your money's doing. Let's go check in at the news desk at CNBC.
STOX Stocks for Kids. The Dow starts the day at a record 18,631, about 1,000 points from where it began the year, but about 3,000 points higher than the level it fell to in March. And all three averages, the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P, set records yesterday, first time since 1999. Some analysts, by the way, say we're going to hit 20,000 this year on the Dow. We'll see. Next hour, we get the latest retail news, sales are expected to rise overall. JCPenney, the latest to report, its sales did rise a little less than expected, but it lost a lot less money, too. There's a new online campaign to get McDonald's to sell antibiotic-free food worldwide, not just in this country, as it plans to do. Baseball fans may already know this, but Alex Rodriguez plays his last game as a New York Yankee tonight. A-Rod's the highest-paid baseball player of all time, at one point pulling down $200,000 per game. And among the movies released today, Sony's Sausage Party, the irreverent movie, which stars the voices of Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill, is the first R-rated animated feature ever. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Do you have glaucoma or high eye pressure? Are your daily eye drops interrupting your life? Local doctors are conducting a clinical research study of an investigational dropless therapy and are in need of participants. You must have glaucoma or high eye pressure in both eyes, be at least 18 years old, and have not had surgery for your glaucoma. Qualified participants will receive study medication at no cost. You will receive regular study-related eye exams by an eye doctor throughout the study. No insurance is needed, and compensation is available. For more information and to see if you qualify, call 1-888-394-7820 or visit eyecarestudy.com. That's 1-888-394-7820 or eyecarestudy.com. Limited spaces available. Call or visit today. Participation is at no cost, and compensation for time and travel may be available for qualified participants. Visit eyecarestudy.com or call 1-888-394-7820 today.
Sponsored by the Artemis Study.
It is now 7:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hood Deep Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through Manassas, 66. Keep alert because once you come up to 234, if you're heading eastbound, that's where we have the incident. Looks like it's second lane from the right, so a little tricky to get around here before you get to the rest area. Then beyond, brief delays in Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks hitting the brakes there. No problems to report on the George Washington Parkway, Georgetown Pike wide open up through to the Beltway. Beltway's been jammed, though, Maryland. We have a problem on the inner loop with the crash. Inner loop as you head into Forestville, passing Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Stay to the right. Delays before you get to 214 Central Avenue, and the outer loop slowing with the rubbernecking delays. Update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com, get a free computer diagnosis, and in minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Heat advisory noon until 8 p.m. Excessive heat watch for tomorrow afternoon through tomorrow evening. Mid-upper 90s, but it's the humidity. Maybe a storm around today. Back down into the upper 70s tonight. Maybe 80 degrees for the overnight low. Tomorrow, maybe some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Mid-90s feels like 105 once again, and still some heat on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's already pretty warm out there, 82 degrees, 757.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Ever notice that the last three letters in American spell can? Maybe that's why we want to say we can shop online, we can use free Wi-Fi, and we can give our social security number and other personal information to our bank if we want to. But the fact that we can do all of those things exposes personal information that can lead to identity theft. At LifeLock, we believe you have the right to be free to do everything you do every day. So we use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a huge variety of identity threats. And we have a U.S.-based team who will work to resolve issues if your identity ever is stolen. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can live with more peace of mind. Membership starts at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And if you become a LifeLock member now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code AWARE. LifeLock.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to talk to Vince Colonnais with the Daily Caller. There's a new story that they're running today that says that, well, maybe there is an investigation into the Clinton Foundation by the FBI. We'll talk to him about that, and we'll give you the very latest in Olympic